an introduction to Simon Samach Tes. We're gonna do the introduction, and we'll do the Simon. Okay. So there's a concept. It's a Mishnah Masechta Megillah called that a person is paris al shma. The word paris means relation of kechilas pras. Pras means a piece, a portion of. So it wasn't the full. It wasn't a full davening. It was just part of. And the purpose of it was niskan to a case of person. There was a group which had not been able to daven together for davening. They should at least get a chance to say Borchu. So they would say a Kaddish and say Borchu, and they would proceed with the first bracha of Berachos creation. Well, that was the Ikar Minhag. That was done by, let's say, an individual who would. I actually had this once. I was visiting an out of town the shul, and but one morning for Shacharis, we didn't have a minyan. Towards the end of Shacharis, the 10th guy showed up, and he started davening. When he got to Boruchu, he got to after Yishtabach, so he gave a clap, and he said Boruchu, and he said the beginning of Berachos Kriyat Shema out loud. Nobody else was holding there. So that was what it was niskan for. Now the question is: so a person who already said Berachos Kriyat Shema, but they missed Boruchu. Somebody missed Boruchu. Is that another option? Can we just say the Boruchu? So they would say Kaddish and say a Boruchu. So that's another way that the Minig had expanded to include that case also. Now then it expands even further. Everybody heard Boruchu anyway. Let's do it again anyway. Right. So that's where we're talking about in this Bir Halacha. In this Mishnah Berurah over here. So he said that, let's pick up from the last few words on page 204. Ba'an l'kamam ha'simen kuflam ha'gimel b'beis Yosef, you see from what he writes over there, min hagam hu, that the minig which they had in his time and his place, da'af im irish l'bo adam l'beis ha'knesses achar baruch, nobody came late. They would say Boruchu again at the end anyway, except for on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, he said before that really it should, that really it only should be done if somebody's had missed Boruchu. If that's the minhag of the shul already, you should not get involved in trying to stop it, because that'll cause machlokes. If there's no concern that this will develop into some type of an issue, at least it should only be said if there's somebody who needs to hear Boruchu. He has not heard Boruchu yet. Not in this minyan, not another minyan, etc. V'af shekar omer yotzor, mutu gam ken lomer bishviloi, av bishlo yismach ole al yotzor. So if the main way it was, the tekana was set up, was to say it in conjunction with yotzor, right? In other words, the chazan says Boruchu Hashem es Hashem mevorach. Let's bless a Kaddish Boruchu. Every answer is Boruchu Hashem mevorach le'olam bo'ed. So we'll see when we go right through that. Really, that the response was yes, bless a Kaddish Boruchu. Yes, let's bless Hashem is blessed. Really, it should be said and let's say a bracha. In other words, let's say a full bracha already. So the response should be the full bracha. The full bracha is Yetzor, which is that whole bracha. But he said it Yetzor already. He can't say it a second time. So it's still acceptable in that situation to say Boruchu, since he has not heard Boruchu. Furthermore, somebody, he answered Boruchu, but he's behind, and he's davening his own pace, and he gets now to that point in davening. Ten people, including himself, even though the other nine have heard Boruchu already, and he's also heard Boruchu already. You can be parashma because he's going to say Yetzor immediately afterwards. who I acher b'shulei. Either he could say it, or someone else could say it for him. Kivan in this situation, the yomer miyad achakach birchas yotze or. So a baruch of a person did not hear without yotze or. A baruch of a person did hear with yotze or. That's acceptable. Avo imtarti legri usa. If both are missing, both elements are missing. The hainu shekar shama baruch hu. Everybody here has heard baruch hu already. They heard baruch hu by laning. So he also heard baruch hu. We got mu'ata ena oimer the kadam yitzur or, and the person who would like to be there be a priest of shema is ready past yitzur or. He's not. He's before yitzur or. I say baruch hu now because the minion's leaving. Well, but you're not going to say yitzur or immediately afterward. But you'll answer baruch hu. Yeah, that's very nice. But in fact, connect to your Torah. You heard baruch hu already from the laning. So in that situation, eno yachol oidli for sel hashma b'lemer baruch hu ayach b'shula. Then you cannot be perish el hashma. So the preferred situation, obviously, is to say baruch hu, and then for someone who did not hear, and then we would continue yotzer or. That would be the preferred. You have both elements where either one is sufficient. A person has not heard baruch hu, or a person has heard baruch hu, but will continue with yotzer or. And what's not acceptable is that everybody's already heard baruch hu, and nobody's going to continue with yotzer or. That's not that you can't do.
This would apply to marav as well, or
Would apply to marav as well.
When it says you didn't hear it today, so you heard it by shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to do it by marav.
No, he means
by that
feeling. So it means he came in with there was another minion, there was laning. That's what he meant. So now we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Mishmur is going to bring that there are definitely poskim who argue on what the Shulchan Aruch says. So what we're seeing the Shulchan Aruch is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll realize that there's going to be halacha l'maisa. It's going to be a little more complicated. Okay, it's one, the zot mechaber. Im yesh bnei adam sheispalu kol echad b'fnei atzmei b'yochid. Okay. You have 10 people which have davens. There's people which have davens not as a tzibur. And they have not been able to hear Kaddish nor Kedusha. And you have 10 people now. So I'm in Echad Mehem. So one gets up. V'omer Kaddish u'baruchu u'baruchu rishonu yotzer or below yotzer. So he gets up and he says Kaddish. So it means you say some sukkim. You say Kaddish. You say baruch hu, and then you say the first baruch of yotzer or. Ve'lo yotzer, and that's it. Mezeh nikra paris al shema, lashon chaticha prusa she'nomer me'el k'sas mimena. So chaticha prusa means it's a piece from the loaf. It's not the full loaf. Over here, it's a part of shema, part of brichas kriyas shema. Hagoa, va'achshu lo nogel lomer kol brichas yotzer or. And that's sufficient. We say that's enough to say that we responded to the one who's saying it. The chazan is saying that we need to bless Hashem, and we bless Hashem. We said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. That's enough for blessing. Okay. Now, Yeshem Shem Parson B'Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis K'mayr B'Shachris. So the Ramah says that it's some say it's an option. He doesn't accept it. Now what he means like a kaddish, just to say a kaddish. What he means is the Baishachris, the person that we're saying it for missed the kaddish and he missed the baruch hu. So we're giving him now a kaddish and a baruch hu. By Marav, all you missed was a baruch hu. So to say the priest of Shema just for the baruch hu alone, that wasn't a valid reason to do that. The Maisa, right? So there's some people do by Marav also, but that says that's the Ramah. Now, Lachash Saimu Birchas Yotzer, or going back to the Machaber, so he sort of interrupted in the middle of the thought. So. We had a group of people did not hear Kaddish, did not hear Kedusha, did not hear Baruch Hu. One person gets up and says the Kaddish, Psukim, say Kaddish, say Baruch Hu. First bracha of Birchas Kriyas Shema, Yotzer Or. until Yotzer Hamaros. Then he stops there. And Omer Abbas Ugwuras Mekedusha Vatokadosh. So he says the first three brachas are Shemoneh Esrei, and that allows him to say Kedusha. Mizad Nikra Over the Thing Table. That the Mishnah refers to as Over the Thing Table. The Ordam Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. So the way the Mechaber presents it, they would stop there, even the person who's the Chazan. They say, Kedusha, Kadosh, Baruch Hashem, Akela Kadosh. That's it. They walk away. Story ends there. Okay. Now, Venus and the Ramelim Hochas Beyud, Shun Had the Ramashab Kedusha, these need require 10 people. That's that. These concepts of personal Shema, Reverend Lithan Teva, is mentioned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Megillah. Amongst the point of the Mishnah is to say these are one of the things which needs a minion. Okay, now, but Tzarech Lachzer Acher Vav Shlo Shamu, that had Reverend Asoda. It's preferred that you should have six people in this group, the six people which need they're lacking the Kaddish or the Kedush or the Baruch Hu. But Vimeinam Nim Soyim, I feel b'shel echad shalai shama armrim. If you don't have six, you can do it for one. So it's preferred to get six, but it's not required. And for this one individual, I feel a mish shama yochel lifrois al shma b'lar the tateva b'shel oisa shalai shama. It doesn't have to be he himself to be the one, right? It could be any one of them. The one guy didn't hear. Somebody else can say the Baruch Hu and the Kaddish and etc. If he's available to be the one to lead the davening, he should. Okay. Zatar Ramah. Hago Misha Arba Lithna Teva, Be'er Megimel Brachas Harishanis. The one who's Arba Lithna Teva and he says the first three brachas, he shouldn't stop after Atokadosh, after Kelakadosh, but rather Yashim Kol Atfila will Yafsik. He should continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. He should not stop there. Al Bisha Kvar Hispalo. So even though he davened already, so he'll be davening an extra davening. He'll daven an extra chakras. Now Abul Hakeir Michalim Hafsik Achakach. The other people, they don't have to stick around, they don't have to continue. They heard the Kedusha, they leave. Okay, now, V'kolshkin shim lo hispalo haparis to wherever the tzeva tchila shiashim tchila so bishu yitzorach likrus hachakach kriyishma v'yisma gula tchila. So here you have a problem. The way that the Shulchan Aruch presents this process, they would go straight from parsel shema to wherever the tzeva. So they would say Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Lachinim Acholam Yitzor, Baruch Hashem, etc. Baruch Hashem, Yitzor Hamarayis. Hashem is right. Hashem is beside Tiftoch. Baruch Hashem through Akela Kaddish, and then they finish off the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. So we say, well, and who should do with the guy who didn't daven yet? Well, he also needs to say Avor Abba and Shema and Emes V'Yatziv. He'll say it afterwards. So you weren't some kula tefillah. That's right. So no, he should continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, Yitzarach Likras Achakach Kriyishma, or Yisim Kula Tefillah. He has to Shmi Kriyishma later on. So it's only from what he's saying. The fact that you said Baruch Atah Hashem Yitzar Marois, and you say the three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei plus Kedusha alone. That's not a heaven. I mean, that's like, you know, the dinim of being mafsik, which we had before. If he would stop there and say Avor Abba and Shema, etc., it wasn't a heaven, because one of the things you're allowed to be mafsik, you'll interrupt the Yerubi Chashkriya Shema for. Saying, no, finish all of Shemoneh Esrei. Once you're doing that, it's upset, you know, you interrupt, I mean, you daven Shemoneh Esrei. So you're saying, you're allowed to interrupt and do that, but the Maisa, you're saying Yerubi Chashkriya Shema afterwards. You're not being some good tefillah, right? But also the hafzik b'dvar me'elu ben gula the tefillah, or b'kriyas shan b'chusel. What we're doing here is not really Birchas Kriya Shema, in the sense of you're not using it for Birchas Kriya. You're using it as it's a way to respond to the Chazan's request for a blessing to Hashem. Baruch Hu Hashem Avarach, the Tzibur, you should bless Hashem. Who is blessed? You should bless him. Well, the way you bless him is by saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Bo'ed, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yetzirah, etc. You say that's all part of your response to his request. That's it. So you can't do this in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema or Ben Gula the Tefila. So they said the Yishtabach Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? And also some guys came late. So you know, I'll do it again. Let's do it again. So you can't do it again. It's a hefsim of Birchas Kriya Shema. So the person who's a shot theoretically can do it again. Somebody else, I'm sure there's somebody else over here is referring to. Somebody else in the chasm is what's. It's like a new thought. Okay, so we can use the same chazan again, or we can use a different chazan to be parshal shmar to do say chazar shashatz. The same shul that they did it already, we shouldn't be in the same place. Why is that? Never gonna either. We shouldn't have a kilo lo yotzu b'rishana yudei chavos. So there's a concept that it looks like you're insulting the first group. You know, you guys think that right, we'll do it better. Now, when nearly the Davka Chadaima Rishonim of Basic Knesses, El Shahishlimo Sidrum, they finished Davka, they're still there. So, like, why are you taking over my spot? Abim Yotzer Rishonim Yocholam and Achaz and Apamakim Shaman Rishon. The Mishmur will also point out that if you have a shul which is made to have multiple minyanim, it's not an element of Ganai. Some of the place which wasn't normally like that, all of a sudden, like, you know, if the place is made to have multiple yonim, like this, so if it's not made to like that, also mapitom, the guy's getting up and like doing it again. Like, you know, what's wrong with the first time? Okay. What's wrong with the first time? I had this mysa once. I don't think you were there. I had this mysa once. I'm like, you know, got to do it again. So I was davening in University Boulevard one morning when I had to be there for. I think I had to take a lesson to the airport. So we had to daven with early minyan. So for me, that's like it's an interesting experience. So I mean, I have it timed out. It like works out very good. If I would start Birchas Kriya Shema, when they start brachas, we get the shmaya at the same time. It's 12 minutes from Brochus till Shemoneh Esrei, and from that, for me, that's enough time to say Birchus Kriya Shema. So, and then I finish Shemoneh Esrei usually after they finish davening. So, well, it was the Chazan had forgotten Mashiach Baruch Hu Moreh Negoshim. And I realized that, but I was in the Shemoneh Esrei, so I couldn't really respond to it. They finished all of davening. They said the last Kaddish, and I took three steps back. I said, you know, you weren't your Chazar Shashatz. Meanwhile, most of the people left already, but there's still a minion there. So, like nobody noticed. So I said, they asked me, are you sure? I said, yes. He said, so what are we supposed to do? He says, they're supposed to do Chazar Shashatz again. He says, we have 10 people. I said, no problem. So the Chazan goes up and he gives a clap and he starts Chazar Shashatz again. So, like, you know, it's like, you know, so that, like, the guy's doing it again. Like, what are you doing again for? It looks like something wrong with the first time. Well, there was in that situation. So that's why it would be considered like an insult. So the tzibur, as it were, looks like you're saying, well, you know, you guys got it wrong. I'm doing it better. So, but a place which is made to have multiple binyanim, that's so no person stands up there, or they use the chazan multiple times in much different siburim. Okay, you know, that's not an issue. Okay. So that's the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's get into. Correct. You can say the Kaddish, you can say the Shatz. You can say Borchu.
He doesn't daven his silence Shmoneh Esra over again.
No. Okay. Zog to Mishnah Berurah Hilchot Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says the situation was they daven b'yichidus and they didn't hear Kaddish or Kedusha. So now they finished davening and they realize, now we have 10 people, so let's do it. So that's what they do. Zot the Mishabur of Radvasim and Reshma Malos Chelik Dalad Paula goes that Mizel Sharna Mispalo Basoro Kolechad B'Yechidi. If there's 10 people there, each one davening privately, not as a minion. So what they've actually accomplished is worse. Parach Menau Kaddish Kedusha. They lost the opportunity of Kaddish Kedusha. It flew away literally. Means they by being there and being independent, you've been mavato, the minion. So you can't come to the other as a minion afterwards. You know, because the Mosin, the Kaman Simon Sefalov, that there's idea of, you know, if, you know, they divide up, they lose the status of a group. We came to the Parchmanai, and okay, so the Radvaz has a very, you know, he has a whole new way of looking at this. You can't do this. You can't come together as a group. You can go and join a different group, which has people which are davening now, but you can't. You 10 people with davening can't become a group and now say Kaddish or Kiddush. Who the Rabbi Kitzim Magen Avraham? Say Magen Gibor B'Chayi Adam. If you go to Rabbi Lalach, Meshulas Ramachem Azaria. Say Mepedal. Whoever passed the Shulchan Aruch that you could. Okay, she was some sefer chel karachaim simin yudzayin kosel dechen amadabur karavaz. That's the standard way the nation literally the way the minig was like the Radvaz not to do it. Okay, gamla Radvaz im yesh echel mehem shelo yispal ladayin. If one of the 10 has not davened yet, that he's getting now at this moment to, you know, to end the Pesukah of Zimra. So for him, Yachol Lifras al Shema, became Larry Lithan Teva. So he can do both of these things. Ach, in that situation, Lo Yispal Mitzkila Hatfila Balachash. He doesn't know Chazar Shashatz, because there's no Chazar Shashatz is a chiyuv on a group of a minion. They're not a group. It's him saying a kedusha as part of, with 10 people. Rachis Bel take a tefillah b'kol, ram. The chigav lo nishayach parach chayvus a tefillah minayu. There you bishul atzma yomer. He's davening for himself. Kekos magen avraham simin kol chadal. Who didn't echad meyosim shvar yotzu yachol lifras al shema b'leir lifnei teva bishviloi. Furthermore, once there's one who has a chiyuv, somebody else can be moitzi him in the chiyuv. So then everybody else has a responsibility to help him accomplish that. So that's our minhag l'maisa, is that we only do it if there's somebody, this priest is al shema and the arvei lifnei teva, there's somebody who didn't hear. And right now it's holding there. So he has the right to get up there and say Baruch. So Amar Kaddish, Beis, Ein Leib, Simon, the Dal Bagod, the Sarach Lomar, Mitzchila, Ksas Psukim, you can't go straight to Kaddish, you have to say some Psukim together as a Tzibur, and then you say Kaddish. They would say Baruch and Baruch Hu Rishonim Yitzor. After Bizmanenu Kulam Bekiyin, Ein Sarach Lomarichus Hamavorech, Shiyotzi and Rebirocha. So why does he have to say he's in Yitzhar out loud? He's not being mighty to them. And furthermore, everybody davened already. But the Omer Yitzor, he had to say the bracha out loud. It shouldn't look like they're denying. How would that look like that? The chazan says, give a bracha. Nobody's giving a bracha. In other words, the response to bracha and bracha lelam wed is not sufficient. You need to say a full bracha. Therefore, kachamer yetzor, he says yetzor uba kol rom. He says it out loud. V'cherem shaymim, and other. So he's saying to the boys, so let's do this. So they're responding. How they're responding? Well, he's one person is saying it out loud, and everybody else is being yetzor with him with shemei kaina. So like everybody said it, so everybody is responding to the request to give bracha to Hashem, because that's the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says we don't say the whole Birchas Yetzer out loud. We just say Baruch Hashem Baruch Lelam Ba'ed. Achshav Sirlon the Kibun Da'ayim in Baruch Hashem Baruch Lelam Ba'ed Suloi Mechzi Kekayfer. We're responding, so we don't look like we're denying the Hashem's presence, etc. Chas v'shalom. You never birchos haTorah. That over there, you say Baruch Hu, and you say he answers Baruch, and that's it. You don't say birchos Yetzer Hara. You don't have to say it out loud. V'ayim el yirav, and we're going to worship Hashem. He's kimo gam ken lizet. So the minhag of the Rabuah is what we do. We don't say the full Baruch out loud. We just say Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu. Then he said by Maariv. Some will do by Marav, just like do by Shachris. What's Larmer? Avim Kulam Kvar, Hispalalu Kolechel Bifnei Atzmoy. Again, the same scenario that each one dab, and now they're getting together to the same Marav. So they can say Kaddish, they can say Boruchu. They can say Boruchu. There's no Erev Lifnei Teva there. Well, no, okay. However, the Ramos says the Midrash is not like that. This is all talking about a case where they all davened already. So then we have this question. But a case where one did not daven yet, and he's now ready to start Marav, so then they're fine. He can go up to the Omer, with the other nine who have davened already. In that situation, he'll say Baruch Hu out loud. We got Yomer Habracha Rishana B'Kol Rom. We after Mechaber, so it would be proper to say the whole first bracha Hashem Yirama Riva Ravim out loud to be according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's what you should do. Yesh Yochel Omer Gam Ken Kadosh Kadam Shonesa, and furthermore, he might be able to say the Kadosh before Shonesa. That he's Mesupik about. Prima Gala. He said, "Now, then, we don't say this Baruch Hu Basra, this Erev Lifnei HaTeva by Maariv, because there's no Kaddish before Baruch Hu. Like Kaddish Umishum Baruch Hu L'Chudei, like Kaptina Kuli Kol Kach. It's not so important just to say a Baruch Hu. You just meant the Baruch Hu. You don't have to make it up." Rabbi Gav Nesas Mekamis Gemar Gimel Sukim a Kaddish Kaddim Baruch Hu Arvis. They do say Kaddish before Maariv. So Rakim and Hagabalma will look at Dinan Bahai Kaddish, Mashang and Kaddishach Yishtabach, Shachrish, who minig Kadmoinim, Kapdin and Tibet. This is a much later minig, to say the Kaddish afterwards. It's, you know, not everybody has that minig, so, you know, we don't take it as seriously. But by Shachris. Yeah. But by Shachris, the Kaddish after Yishtabach is minig Kadmoinim. So that we do want to get in. Okay, then the fellow finishes the first bracha and he goes straight into Shmoneh Esrei. He's over the Thantiba and he says through Kedusha, he says Akot Tokadosh, Tilakel Kadosh, and then he stops. Okay, Hagol Kedusha, the Ches. Excuse me, Ein by God B'Samach Shemasayim Kol Tefila Gamke. So the Shulchan Aruch did not mention you finish with the davening, but the Ramah adds that. The Das said, "Raz, the Ein Linu didn't over the Pnei Tevel. Can Yesh Behem Alkabonim Echad Shlo Hispalo Adayin? We only do this if somebody needs a daven. So obviously he's going to continue. The case of the Ramah wasn't that there was all 10 people davened already. One person will get up and out loud and say the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei to be able to say Kedusha. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, he stops there. He just davening earlier. He davened already, right? So that's it. He says, and that's it. Comes Rambam says, no. You finish the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, right? But not you're not being Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. You davened just Shemoneh Esrei earlier, but that the Rambam says that's what you do. You finish off. Now the Ravaz came along and said, we only do this if someone needs a daven. But the case of Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is everybody davened already. So Zot Mishabura, but according to the Ravaz, they didn't over the Santel and Kenyesh Ben Akabonim Echoshli Spalo Dayan. Because when Rambam Miu nearly the Ein Sham Shisha. Fine. So in that situation, that person will need to continue, obviously. Now, he asks the following thing. So does he do it in the version of what we call Hecha Kedusha? It says the first three brachas out loud, and it says Kedusha in the third bracha, and the rest of the Davon Shemoneh Esrei quietly. Or does he do a Fukhaz Arsha Shat? He brings the Magen Aram. Because the Magen Aram, Mio Nirali, the main Sham Shisha Shal Yispalu, Lo Yispalu Shat Balachash, he doesn't Davon, still Shemoneh Esrei first, and then a Chazara. Barak, Yasko Miyad, Bekol Rom. He starts immediately out loud the Shemoneh Esrei. To Ha'ikir Hakavana Bechazar Bezehu Rak Mishum Kedusha Bermer Gimel Rishonos Bekol Rom Rashar Belachas Because Yesh Raminyan Kehem Kvatzibar Gomer Vayim Berlof. He throws in like interesting line. Later on, the Shabur points out that people make a mistake and they think the reason why we have a minion is to be able to answer these responses. So Ikir, the reason why we have a minion is Davon Tzilu Betzibur. Right? But here we have a situation where we're not going to have Tzilu Betzibur because there's not six people which haven't Davon yet. So that situation, what do we do? We're not doing it for Tzilu Betzibur because there's no Tzilu Betzibur over here. We're doing it as a way to say Kedusha. So no, it's to say Kedusha. You don't need to focus on Shashas for that. If you're in Tzilu Betzibur, so we Davon Balacha, Tzilu Betzibur, then we do Chazor Shashas for the Tzibur. But there's no tzibur over here. There's a minion of 10 people which allow you to say Kedusha because you haven't heard Kedusha. Fine, no problem. But there's no reason to say the rest of it all out. But there's a right minion, they're considered like a tzibur gomer. Now, there's a famous question. There's a mishabura later on, which is Masha, maybe Masha differently. Do you get Tzilu Betzibur with six, just six mispalim?
Yeah, so I was wondering about that.
No, like this. So that's clear in Allah. If you have six people davening, it's called a tzibur, and therefore there's a chazar shashat. Fine. You daven Shemoneh Esrei quietly beforehand, and then you do chazar shashat. But I have a different question. Is this called tefillah betzibur? Only six people are davening. Or alternatively, you have a situation where you have 10 people davening, but six get to Shemoneh Esrei with the chazan, and the other four are holding behind. You know,
do we have to wait for them?
Do you have to wait for them? Is it called tefillah betzibur if you don't wait for them? So Michal Yitzchak has a tshuva about it, and he quotes this Mishabura, and Mishabura says, "Oh, because Yesh Roiv Minyan Heim Kumit Tzibur Gomer. Roiv Minyan is called Tzibur Gomer with all the dinim of tefillah betzibur as far as he's concerned." There's Mishabur later on, which is Mashma, not like that. And so that's the tension between the Mishaburas. So in that type of situation, you know, the rule usually says either A is to be understood in Kipshuta and B you have to redefine, or B is considered Kipshuta and you have to redefine A. Which one is the one you have to redefine? So if I have a Sibur of 10 people and four are behind, and I get six people with the Chaz and get the Shirah Chadasha to Yisrael, so Pasha is according to the way the Dayan Weiss Paskins and Michal Yitzchok, you don't have to wait for the rest of them. That's called Tzilu Betzibur. You're davening with the Sibur. Six people davening, right where the minyan is davening, is called the Yavet Sibur, and you're davening Tzilu Betzibur. Okay, so this process of saying Kedusha, Avos Gvuras and Kedusha, that's called Erev Lifnei HaTeva, test.
So you're saying that you really don't have to wait?
According to the there's a chayyadim which is there's a chayyadim which when we get to the Mishabura, I'll point out the Mishabura and we'll discuss the.
Then we'll come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the conclusion?
No, I'm saying what do we do? I mean,
what's the conclusion?
Depends which meaning you.
It depends where you are.
Ruben, what's the conclusion? It's a. Machlagis, come on. What?
Yeah, but what do we do?
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, machlagis is not the first time there's a machlagis, but you have to know what to do.
Yeah.
This happens about Yom B'Yom. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Yeah.
Isn't that like this? Like this, all these things with people not davening, and that doesn't happen all the time. This does.
Yeah, we'll see the Meshibra, and we'll talk about how to understand the both Meshibras. Okay, Nikra Avril Ifnei Teva. Vein Zemotze Kayoim Mishum Nergilim Lifras Al Shema Bishvil Hamisachim Lover Ach Gemar Siyim Shemin Esrei Belachash. So this is not this is all talking about that they. Would do it. Okay, hold on, when you're finished. And this guy, is late. Good, so you're doing it now. So you would say the Kaddish, say the Baruch Hu, say the first Baruch Hu Kriya Shema, go Shemini to Shemini Esrei, etc. Says the minute which Mr. Brewer mentioned earlier was after still Shemini Esrei, before Chazar Shashat, they would say Baruch Hu. Achasim Shemini Esrei Belachos Kaddish Shem Maslo Shatz Hatfila Bekol Ron. So, well, you say Baruch Hu, and then you say Chazor Shashat. Well, you say Chazor Shashat gives you Kedusha. So, what's the problem? V'yotzim ha-yodah inyan ha-kedusha. Now, V'shichem l'izor ha-be'esh shemitkapsim v'otv'pesach v'esach v'esach l'ifrash al-shmash shal yavr l'tnei mispalim. So, what they would do it was, the one guy needed it would go out into the hallway, and he'd slap nine guys with him, and he would say a Baruch Hu, and they'd go back in, and they'd hear Chazor Shashat. So you're not allowed to go out into the hallway in a way with your or this or davening, walking in front of somebody's davening. Okay, I'm Irish and he's Achal Lover. They spell Achar Tefila Yochalivers Al Shema Relever the Table. But it's available. The option's available. Okay, let's hold Mr. Bruce here.